we're really putting in the four pillars for testing. So not only do you have to test, but you really have to continue to wear your mask. You have to keep the 6 feet distance and then test twice a week. And also we're doing contact tracing. And we've gotten a lot of encouragement from our students because they're very excited to see testing on the small campus. They did not expect it. And the only way we're able to do this actually is because of our partnership with Bond County Health Department. They have really come behind us in this pilot and supported us to make this a reality.
And so the sample collection is done there at Greenville University. But then the samples are sent for analysis at the Urbana labs. Is that correct?
That's correct. So what we do is we collect samples all day for faculty, staff, students, contractors, and then we package them. And then the next morning, we're running them to the lab. And we're trying to run them to the lab in the morning is because at the U of I lab, that's the time that they're not getting thousands and thousands of samples from their own students. So during the day, they're able to run our samples, run them quickly, and get those results back to our local IDPH office. And then we work with them to do all the notifications and do contact tracing.
So out of all the tests you've run so far, have you identified cases and been able to clamp down, isolate, and quarantine people who may have been exposed?
We, you know, started off with one positive, which turned to four positives. And what's happened is when we found the four positives, we already had some of them in quarantine, which we know is why this is working. Because when you have a positive and then you contact trace and you put people in quarantine, and then you realize your other positives already in quarantine, you've already mitigated at a larger probability than just doing it one by one. So I think for us, we're seeing a little bit of success and it feels very monumental for our little campus.
What lessons have you learned so far about what it takes to do something like this on a small college campus, and what have been the biggest challenges so far?
I think what it takes going from a small campus working with a large R1 institution is sheer will and just really working through their system and being careful about their details and respecting the privilege that we have to be part of this research study and making sure that we're following the U of I protocols as they are written. And I think that that's the biggest, you know, benefit and challenge, because again, sometimes we don't have the same equipment and just different things and training people. And the U of I has had pretty much, you know, since March to develop their protocols and do all the research and do training. And they're ramping up to, I think I heard 14 sites. We only have one testing site. And we really had for operational, we only had 2 weeks because we knew to responsibly bring students back and have faculty teaching that we could not have testing. So we know that we had to do this. And, you know, a lot of prayer. That's one of our biggest things. We've had people generously give their time, understanding, compassion, understand this is a public health issue, and just help us every step of the way.